How to Lie with Statistics, Podcast 1, Alyssa and Alicia. First, we'll talk about the definitions, some keywords that stood out that we found.
The first one is random, which means selected by pure chance from the universe, a word by which the statistic means the whole, of which the sample is a part. Another one is economical substitute. It's called stratified random sampling.
Some things that we stood out. We read the first 50 pages of the book over this whole entire week.
It was about statistics taken from people that graduated from Yale, and the beginning started right away with a sentence saying,
if you send your child to Yale, then, like, he won't have to work when he gets older and you won't have to work, saying that, like, if you go to all kids that go to Yale end up making a lot of money. The exact figure that they said was $25,111.
Is the average. But that, late after reading more, we figured out that that's probably not a realistic statistic because many people might not have taken the survey because they're not proud of how much they make, and it's nothing to brag about for them. Another reason was some had become nothing, so they don't sign up, maybe because they... And right after that, they talked about a magazine survey where they went house to house to see which magazines people read in their household, mm-hmm. and the results showed that they loved Harper's magazines and not many people liked the True Story magazines. But when they went back to the magazine companies, they found out that a True Story magazine had more millions of circulations than Harper's did. So the survey showed that people were either lying or not answering correctly. And they brought up the situation. If you went to the house...
I don't think that, like, going house to house is, like, an egg. And there's... I just personally think that, like, when you use, like, say you use six people, there's a great chance that, like, all six people like one thing instead of it being, like, expectantly split or, like, a different outcome. So it's better to, like, I don't know. From what I got from chapter 3 is that, like, it's better to use more people than less people because you can see an accurate amount of data.
We also have to think about who he's looking at. If he's only looking at people that keep up their dental hygiene very well and stuff like that, then obviously you're going to have six people who don't have cavities anymore or have better dental hygiene, rather than if you look at people of all ages coming from different places, then your results will change drastically.
I think that, like, if 100 people use this toothpaste and you only test six, you're not getting an accurate amount of people because it's a lot of other people that use it and you're only using a really small percentage of it. So I think you either should use half or more than half of the people that are using the product or that's buying the product or per se. And I think that the reason why he got such a good thing is only because he only used six when there's a lot more people that use it.